And then there's Sharon.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
I can hear you really good. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to ask you some questions because I've been struggling with a weight problem for my entire life. I have about 200 pounds that I have to lose, and you know, it's been a similar story to yours. I so relate to you because you know you diet your way all the way up there. The question I have today, I have a zillion questions, but the one that I told the moderator I was going to ask you is about food allergies. I do have some allergies to wheat, dairy, soy, and so this eliminates a lot of the whey-based products that I can't have. You know, a lot of the whole grains are eliminated. But I find
I'm glad
I feel
because you've eliminated. If you're eliminating those foods, you're eliminating all the foods that are causing problems in the first place. But anyway,
that's true. But I have cravings for them. So
right,
in your program, you say if you have a craving, you've got to go for it, or your body is going to feel like you're denying it, and it's going to start.
Okay, let me ask you some questions.
Sure.
Do you have irritable bowel syndrome?
No.
IBS.
No.
Okay. Do you have other digestion-related issues?
No.
Okay. How do you know you have these food allergies?
I've been tested, and they showed up positive.
Okay. My sense is that this is a small part of the equation, and if most people got tested for these allergies, they would have that same result.
Well,
so,
what happens for me is when I eat them, my feet swell, and they sizzle and burn.
Wow.
And in some cases lately, I've started on a new regimen of bioidentical hormones, and one of them did not agree with me, and I had all kinds of swelling and redness in my face.
Wow.
So I do have a definite allergic response when I eat them, particularly dairy, especially dairy.
Okay. How long have you had a weight issue all your life?
Yeah, all my life.
And starting from when?
Age 4.
Uh-huh. And can I just ask you a little bit about age 4? Was there anything?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, I think what I've... There's two possible things. The first is I'm the firstborn of 6 children, and the issue that I think is the biggest or has played the biggest role is that when I was 1 1/2, my next sister was born. In order for my father to be there for the birth, they had to induce my mother's delivery, and then from the hospital, my father left for the Korean War. So overnight, I was the star of the family, and then the next night, both parents were gone for an extended period of time, and then when they came back, when my mother came back, there was a new sister who was taking the attention. So from that, I believe I developed a whole series of beliefs about not being worthy, that men leave me, and sure enough, that's all the men that I choose in my life, you know, and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So that's the first one, and then... the second happened when I was 4 years old, and or possibly 5 or 6, early though. And my parents went out for an evening. They were supposed to have a female friend come and babysit for us from a babysitting club, but her husband came instead. And my mother says the next day, all of us children, there were 4 of us by that time, all of us children were different, but she never would say how. And I started being afraid of sleeping alone in my bedroom. Now, I don't have any memory at all of what happened, but that's an event that may have caused some problems.
Where do you live?
In upstate New York.
Yeah. Have you had much kind of therapy for that?
Oh, years and years and years. And
what
hypnosis
type of therapy?
Well, I've had cognitive therapy. I've had hypnosis. I've had rebirthing. I've had all kinds of meditation. I've had... energy work. I've had all kinds of body work to relate to it. I mean, I've tried every single thing you could possibly imagine. I've tried.
Uh-huh. And are your parents overweight?
No, they're not.
How about your other siblings?
There are 5 girls in our family, and all 5 of us tend to have a weight problem. My brother has always been thin.
Okay, that's really interesting because it was your sisters that everybody was different after that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's no question that's an issue that's affecting you in an enormous. I mean, there's inside you, there's a trauma inside you, basically.
Right, and so I've been aware of the fact that this had gone on for a number of years now, and so I have used that in all of the different therapies that I've been using in recent years, and you know, I thought that I had dealt with it and it was over and done with. I certainly don't feel afraid, or well, maybe that's not, may not be true. I mean, I may actually be afraid of some social situations. So.
What type of social situations?
Well, certainly being accepted by members of the opposite sex, for sure, and you know, having a weight problem only ensures that that will happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and,
an interesting choice
and,
of words.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
What's that, Kelly?
I was just saying that's an interesting choice of words, ensuring
being accepted.
That would happen.
Yeah.
Oh, ensuring.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right when you say ensuring. That's
yeah.
what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You know, I did. Can I just say one tiny thing?
Sure.
There's a very wonderful therapist. She's been on Oprah a zillion times. A dear friend of mine. Her name is Dr. Pat Allen. Are you acquainted with her?
No.
She does.
I'm sure I've seen her. She's been on Oprah.
She's astounding. She's really amazing, and she's all about the specific kind of therapy. You can just Google Dr. Pat Allen. She does some sessions, you know, where you could do it on the phone.
Oh.
She's here in California. She doesn't believe in long-term endless therapy. She gets right to the point, and she's amazingly effective. She was just on a couple of other shows I've done. Please look her up.
I will. Thank you.
I feel strongly that you would do well with her.
Thank you. I will.
You're welcome.
Okay. And I just want to say what Kelly said before about when you said ensure.
That's what Pat Allen works with. These words we use that we just throw away that we think, ensure
yeah.
it.
They
right.
sort of give
and
away the
I'm hearing,
secret of it all.
Right. Well, no, what I'm hearing when you say ensure is that you're ensuring that what happened to you when you're 4 years old is never going to happen again.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yeah,
so,
it does.
Yeah. So there's two elements to it. One is to understand that so that you don't get mad at your body for, you know, just that, like, there's something wrong with your body. There's absolutely nothing wrong with your body. Your
right.
body is helping to protect you from never having the type of trauma that you had when you
right.
were 4 years old. So
right.
there's nothing wrong with your body. That's the first thing. And you're not what people would call genetically fat, which, as I've mentioned before, I don't necessarily believe in anymore anyway, but you're not that because your parents aren't overweight.
Right.
But your body is ensuring.
I'm
going to go out on a limb here. And I'm going to say that because it's really hard to access these memories, what I would kind of encourage you to do is to get into those really uncomfortable situations and see what comes up for you.
Well, actually, once while I was in therapy years ago, I had an experience that was really quite amazing. I had a dream where there was a big serpent, and the serpent was really threatening me and threatening my home and threatening my friends and my family, and I went up and killed it. And when I woke up, the thing I remembered was this feeling of, you know, it felt like it was connected to this particular past trauma. And my therapist thought this was a wonderful breakthrough and, you know,
yeah.
so on and
yeah.
so forth. And
yeah. I just know you've gone down the road pretty far.
Yes, I have.
And so I think the next step for you is to play this out in the theater of life.
What does that mean?
And what I mean by that is to go into those uncomfortable situations of being either in a relationship or being in a social situation with the opposite sex and feeling what comes up. And keeping in mind that if you're mad at this person or if he's this and that, he's really someone that you kind of attracted to help you work out this issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, relationships are sometimes, people think that relationships are about pleasure and fun, and certainly they're about that, but they're also about working through issues that you can't work through any other way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can be open to the possibility of getting it, of being with male company and being in an uncomfortable situation, and when I say uncomfortable, obviously, I mean maybe you're dating and that's uncomfortable for you. You know, I don't mean dangerous by any means,
mm-hmm.
but just someone that you're attracted to, and take the chance. And yeah, there's going to be all this stuff. Oh, maybe I'm too heavy. Why would he like me? So all that stuff's going to come up. But then there's going to be other issues about how you feel really move through those issues stay very present and be aware that all the uncomfortable feelings that come up are really there to help you move through them and work through them.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, you know, it's really safe to be loved. I allow myself to be loved. And I'm going to give you a visualization that's
okay.
very similar to the abundance visualization that's going to help you attract love to you and allow love to you so that you can work out these issues. Because
okay.
I think in a relationship, you're going to do really well at getting through this. Because that's
okay.
sort of like a rite of passage for you right now, is to be in a relationship and to be present in a relationship, functioning in a relationship, feel lovable in a relationship, feel safe in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
John, you're so right on. Dr. Pat Allen would call that duty dating.
Okay.
Duty dating.
Like that.
Putting yourself
go on,
in
go
there.
On, go on,
yeah, tell me
duties.
This. Do you tell the guy?
Now, duty date.
I've selected you for my duty date.
Duty
hey,
babe,
you're my duty date.
So that's what John's talking about.
You know what's
going to
happen? It's going to be a story.
Right in there.
It's going to be a story 20 years.
It acts as, you know, that sort of, you know, stimulation to get you to the next level.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily
yeah,
all
gonna,
about.
But you know what's going to happen, though, Sharon, is it you're going to end up duty dating someone. You're going to fall in love, and then it's going to be a story
yeah.
20 years later.
Well,
20 years
I got,
later, you're going to say, well, I was just duty dating, and all of a sudden, the next thing I know,
happens.
You know.
It happens.
We got five kids. But let me give you this visualization real quick, because I think we don't have too much time.
Yeah, we
left.
Have 4 minutes. 4 minutes. No,
okay.
2 minutes.
Two minutes. Yeah. The visualization. Remember, for my last caller, I talked about being in an infinite ocean of abundance and allowing
yes.
that ocean in. So I would like you to imagine that you're an infinite ocean of love.
Okay.
Whatever color that is. Like when for me, I do this visualization for just allowing love and feeling lovable, so that when I'm in a relationship, I can allow myself to enjoy it. And experience all the good and feel safe and feel lovable and all this kind of stuff. So I imagine it being this infinite red ocean of love.
Red, wow. Mm-hmm.
That's just my color. But you use the color. You use the color that you want, but it's an infinite ocean of love, and you can personify that as being someone that you've loved in the past or that you love now, but just an infinite ocean of love, and you open up the pores, you just allow that love to come in. And
okay.
you just say to yourself, love is always here, love is safe, I allow love, I allow myself to be loved, I am lovable, and you feel love pouring through you. As I'm talking, I'm doing it. You can do it that easy. You allow love to pour through you and to always be with you. And that will help you feel safe in that experience and move through those issues.
Okay.
Okay,
okay.
So that's a
I
big one for you. And once you have that in check and your body allows yourself to feel safer losing weight, it's going to be much easier. Weight's going to come up much easier.
Will you let us
okay.
know how you're doing?
Yes, I certainly will. Thank you
okay.
so much.